from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, all over the world, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Here we are winding down 2020. What I say we do, New Year's Eve 2020, okay, just before midnight, we all pour a great big shot, drink it, and never speak of this year again. Okay, just my thought. So, you know, forward and upward is what I say for next year. But man, oh man, you couldn't write this stuff. I mean, on a personal level for everybody, myself included, and on a professional level for a lot of people in this country. So we are just going to do what we do. That's what the great outdoors is for, is to get out and recharge our batteries, as my grandfather used to say. Want to thank our friends at Not Just Guns, Cedar Street at 127 in Mason. Mike Green and those guys have been just working their tails off, redoing a bunch of things at Not Just Guns and expanding some things. And as soon as Mike, I can put a nail in his foot to slow him down, we're going to get him on the show here. But right now, notjustguns.com. Check out their Wednesday night auctions and definitely check them out online for right now. And again, they've got a new system to get you in the door, too. You can get there, check in, and they'll text you from the warmth of your car, and you can go on in, man. It's a great place to shop for great ammunition and firearm deals. Also, our friends at Conquest Sense, with the makers of VS1 and Evercom on right now, is a great time to be using both of them in the latter part of this deer season 2020. And also our friends at United Deer Farmers of Michigan. Some great people putting some quality hunting and deer out there for those of you who might want to experience it that way. And they're putting a lot of money and time into CWD research as well. Thank you all for being a part of Wild Michigan. And as it gets colder, you know, we're going to talk about ice, and when we talk about ice, we go to our man, Brian Brosdahl, Max, Minnesota, right now. This guy's been ice fishing for 3 weeks. For those of you, Norman Smith and all you other guys that are out there chomping at the bit to get out on the ice, first ice is dangerous ice, and I cannot preach enough, and that's what I'm doing, man. I'm on my soapbox, but we always talk about ice safety around here. But bro, welcome back to the show, man. It's been a little while. Good to have you on.
Hey, good to hear from you, Duran, and just want to tell everybody where I'm at, very similar to Michigan, Minnesota's a long state, and the southern part of the state is far, far away from the northern part. They don't have fishable ice. They're in boats. Here we've got ice, and we've had a warm year, and we just got lucky and had a couple cold nights, and boy, did it make some ice. But I've been targeting shallow, swampy type of lakes that more bass and maybe a few perch and pike in them. But for, you know, the last 2 weeks and now this week, I can start to go to a better menu, deeper, cooler waters, you know, and then target walleyes and panfish and a little bit of everything happening. And I hope you guys get this cold weather, but it's mild again. We just got one little shot of cold weather and we've got 7 inches of ice on most lakes.
Wow. Dude, that's a lot of ice in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, in the upper third of the state, and it's not the same everywhere. As I go check out ice, and I give reports on the College of Ice show because people want to know, and there was open water on every little lake and every big lake, but that below-zero weather sealed it, and now no one knows where it's at. So I've been telling everybody, I don't care if you find 7, even 8 inches of ice, you got to spud your way before you walk or take a machine, because I already know of a few guys that got off to check it and it went through with one punch. So that's what happens when it freezes fast or freezes early. You get vent from warm water. It's got to go somewhere, because the bottom of the lake is 39 degrees. And if it's any more than that, it's got to vent out.
You know, bro, that's a really great point. You know, spotting your way. I mean, a lot of people think, you know, when you get that first ice around the edge or whatever, it's thicker, but it takes a while longer because the water temperature, it being deeper and everything else, that water temp, that warm water is still there, and we're waiting for that turnover that we see every year.
Yeah, and so now in the Great Lakes, it's a lot different. You know, there's a lot more of this kind of stuff that happens in deep water, like Higgins in northern Michigan. That'd be a scary lake, or some of the bigger ones. You know, any of them bigger, deeper waters take a while. Let's think about ice fishing. And all safety aside, if you got your spikes, you got a throwable and a rope, you know, just use common sense and don't take anybody's word. Just spud your way out. And they say 4 inches is the minimum for on foot. Well, let's just say there's guys going on less. But the reason they say 4 is because if they say 4, no, there ain't going to be no problems if people go on that. Good hard ice. But definitely where I've been fishing is, you know, where people quit duck hunting and there's fish in some of these lakes. And it's just been a blast. You know, so some places that froze over early and, you know, when people are still duck hunting, I was out checking out ice and I found 4 inches of ice 3 weeks ago. On very few lakes, just a couple, and I've been enjoying it on and off when I can go.
You know, that, again, that just blows my mind. But then again, when you look at the map, your Twin Cities about where we are at, and you go farther north. I mean, you guys, where you're at up in Max, you're like at about even with our mid-upper peninsula area. I mean, so that's pretty high up there for cold temperatures. And, of course, you're going to find that stuff there. And, of course, that's why you live where you live.
Yeah, well, that's what I chose. You know, I chose to live here because in the county I'm in, Itasca County, there's 1,000 lakes. And, you know, that being said, not every lake has fish. Not every lake is super good, but there's a lot of them that are. And the next county over might have 700 lakes. So I kind of, you know, if you're going to throw a dart at a map, I picked here. I wanted to live here. And we get people that come from the Twin Cities or southern Minnesota fishing all the time just for the weekend. And that's what I would say. If anybody's got the itch to fish, you could definitely go to northern Michigan or go across that bridge. That is not a drive anymore compared to how it used to be, because if you get going early and come back at a decent time, you put a full day on the ice, you'll get your batteries charged up for the ice.
Absolutely. Brian Brosdahl is joining us here on Wild Michigan. Bros Guide Service, and tell me real quick about this new podcast, Mitt, because I've been seeing it blowing up all over the Facebook. You've been doing a podcast, and it's been quite well received.
Yeah, well, what we did is because of the road show. You know, I'm a healthy dude, and you know, I don't know if I'm carrying stuff, you know, and I don't want to be Typhoid Mary. So we did a virtual thing, and it worked out great. I got a producer, Steve Panaz, and Kai, that is the computer guy. So we wanted to make sure it was professional. And between Frable, Chris Russell at Frable, and I talked about this way back in the heat of summer about doing this. But we wanted to have someone that could glue it all together. So using Steve Panaz and his producer, Kai, those guys keep it going good. And we're talking about what's now in ice fishing, and not just picking on one area. We want to tell. We're getting ice reports from all over the ice belt, from out west to New York, Michigan, Wisconsin, and we try to cover ice reports. And we were on episode 11, so we out of 12 episodes, we had one more to go, and added another term. So College of Ice is going to be on in January, just out of popular demand, and we're gonna have. We've had Kevin Van Dam on the show, so it was awesome. We had Cuz Strickland.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's a hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had Cuz Strickland on there, and you can watch College of Ice at any time. You could look through all the episodes anytime you want. Go to Frable or go Brian Brosdahl. It'll be on there. And just look for College of Ice in episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, up to 11 so far. And we give away prizes and get listeners from everywhere in Canada. Unfortunately, the Canadians can't win prizes.
Sure.
It's not our laws, it's their laws.
Right.
But outside of that, it's fun, and it's relative, and it's new, and we try to do an extra good job just to make sure everybody enjoys it.
Okay, man, we'll talk more about College of Ice and find out why Cuz has been cheating on us with Bro. So hang on. It's Wild Michigan coming up on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hi, this is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the world and all over the Great Lakes State at wildmichiganradio.com. Pick up the podcast there. Absolutely free, courtesy of great people like Not Just Guns and Mason. Of course, our friends at Conquest Sense and United Deer Farmers all pitching in to keep Wild Michigan on the air, as do you by your time and efforts to listen to our show. We greatly appreciate it. And next year we start, we're already started year 15 on this show, and I cannot believe it. And our guest, good friend Brian Brosdahl, if you've ever owned anything Frabel or Northland Tackle Ice Fishing or some of the other great companies that are out there, you've seen Bro on these things. You've seen him at the fishing shows, which is good news. We've got the shows are scheduled to continue. The Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit will be taking place in March. We've got that information up on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Also, Outdoorama is scheduled in February, as is the Ultimate Sports Show in Grand Rapids, scheduled for March. Again, I say scheduled. That's what ShowSpan has, and that's what we're hopefully going to be doing, is getting people in these places safely and, you know, hopefully be able to enjoy each other's company yet again. My gosh, it's been a year. But back to Bro. I want to talk real quickly about Cuz, because a few years ago I had the great opportunity to work with Dick's Sporting Goods to be their MC on the on their footprint at the Bassmaster Classic in Alabama and North Carolina and Oklahoma. And my first experience with that was great down in Alabama, Bro. It's south, and it was really funny because it was cold that week. It was cold every week I did the show, so I blame myself for these things. But I looked at this older gentleman. We're talking. I said, "Hey," I said, "you ever been ice fishing?" He looks at me and says, "Well, what do you want to do that for?" I explained to him, it's Swedish television. We drill a hole, we go down, and we look. You know, we just kind of stare down a hole. But I mean, Bro, he was actually scared. I mean, of the thought of ice fishing. I said, "Oh no, we just take our trucks out on the lake," and then I thought he's going to run away from me.
Yeah, it's a totally different world when you live in Mississippi and talking about ice. And you know, when he came on the show, he did have one experience on the ice, and I know why. Probably he wasn't really excited about it. He froze his hands really bad, and he never got a chance to fish. And he was just out in super cold temperatures. And you know, if he came up to anywhere up now, he'd be fine, because the clothing and the houses and everything really improved, and the true quilted and insulated houses like the 115, 185, and 285 Frabel Ice Hunter series, you're not gonna be cold in those, or in the fish monkey gloves. And we were just talking about that. But his favorite fish to eat, he said, is walleye. He loves walleye.
Yeah, I can't blame him. Walleye and whitefish, my top two favorites, and I'm glad live in Michigan. You know, I'm glad I have the opportunity to catch and eat such fine, fresh fish. You know, somebody that may be listening, and you know, we get a lot of people that listen to the show, Bro, that don't really hunt or fish. They just listen to the show, which is great, and I love that. But there's somebody out there that's never been ice fishing, and they're like, "Well, where the hell do I start?" You know, everybody's there's so much stuff, it can be kind of overwhelming, because there's a lot of little stuff. But I mean, it's a very basic thing, because you don't need that $300 rod with a $200 reel and all these lures and everything else. I mean, you can grab an old schoolie and some Northland jigs and some wax worms, as long as you got a decent auger to get through, or a spud, and a bucket. I mean, it's pretty low dough to go out there and really start experimenting.
Absolutely. And that's one thing, that's why ice fishing is so popular. It's almost like a cult thing. It's just so popular, it's unbelievable. Is because you can spend what you want to spend. If you want to go you know, really affordably, you can just have a bucket, a way to get through the ice, like a spud bar. And like you said, beginner type of rods. And you got to have the right tackle, though, the right Northland tackle. And you know, make sure you dress warm. But it's all, you can just walk out there. You don't need a machine. you know, it's what you make of it. But if you want to fish like a pro on the ice, it's way cheaper on the ice than it is in open water because, you know, to be like, just to have a snowmobile, to have a four-wheeler, and then rig it up so you can carry stuff. It's as simple as that. And a snowmobile is a lot cheaper than a great big boat like a Ranger or Warrior or Skeeter boat or whatever you're running. It's a lot cheaper. So, you know, you're talking 100 grand versus a snowmobile, and you get a used snowmobile for $1,500 maybe. Mm-hmm. And I got a group that comes up from southern Michigan and Indiana. I take them out every year on the ice, and they bought a bunch of sleds. And I told them, make sure they run before you get up here because we're going to be back on some trails and stuff. But they always have fun, and they come every year, a group of people. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. But right now, something to check out, and hopefully you can find them. They're selling out fast, is the Glow Shot Fire Belly Spoon. And that's from Northland. It's just like the Buckshot Rattle Spoon, which is iconic in its shape. Mm-hmm. The shape of that really has been imitated so many times, but now made out of zinc, so it's got a different fall to it. And add that little light stick, it is deadly with a double split ring. So when you get those bigger walleyes, if you get on Saginaw Bay or if Erie freezes, they'll suck it in, and it gets into their mouth a little farther. And so that's a Glow Shot Fire Belly Spoon. And just something for people to check out and grab some Sunline if you're going to be out on the Great Lakes. Erie, you might want to go 7-8-pound test, but if you're on Saginaw Bay, you might get some big fish. They got nowhere to go. There's no brush down there. There's nothing to get tangled in. So, you know, 4- or 5-pound test is plenty, and just take your time at the hole. And as far as augers, you know, you can use a spud bar, but, you know, that gets old after a while. That's good for checking safety. You should always have a spud bar, but I use a razor auger, and I know that they carry them at quite a few stores in Michigan, especially Frank's Great Outdoors has them. And you just put it in the drill that you already own. If you got a Milwaukee, if you got a DeWalt, if you got a Makita, if you got any of these drills that are brushless, this thing will push it. A hammer drill is the best way to go, but this little Scout auger, you can get a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-inch auger. It's just great, super light. It's hard. It's not hard at all to drill with this, and it's just perfect for light ice conditions. And I've been using it to scout, but I don't need an 8-inch drill to check the ice.
Right.
You can use a 4 or 5-inch drill. You're pushing less ice. It weighs nothing because it's just a tiny drill. And you go out and you check the ice. Drop a transducer or an AquaView camera down. Fits right down the hole. You find fish, switch the chucks, throw in an 8, drill a hole. You can pull up any fish out of an 8-inch hole.
You know, and that thing is, too, I've been seeing so many people go to these you know, drill adaptive augers, you know, because your batteries aren't like the old school batteries that are going to die in the cold. You know, you got those batteries that are lithium, they're going to last in the cold, and they adapt to your drill and your cordless drill, and away you go, man. And it's definitely a cool thing. But make sure you check out College of Ice. Look up Brian Brosdahl on the Facebook. We're going to put a link up on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. That'll directly take you to Bro and the College of Ice. You can win stuff and definitely get some great information from Bro and his gang over there. Thanks so much, brother. I appreciate it. Our best to you and Heather. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas. Everybody be safe and have fun out there. Get out fishing.
Absolutely. More coming your way. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.